Downtown Macomb is the place to be this weekend if you're looking for a one-of-a-kind gift for someone. An art and gift market will be held at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the Courthouse Square. It'll be open Friday evening and all day Saturday, and the market's Gail Carper says vendors will stick around for a few hours Sunday afternoon to help people who need a bit more time to make decisions.
We started Sunday afternoons last year because previous to last year, we used to have the art and gift market over two weekends, and that was too much. So we thought, let's try doing a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday instead of two weekends just on Friday and Saturday. And what we found last year is, the crowds were a little bit down from the Friday and Saturday, but we still had really good crowds on Sunday. And almost everybody I talked to on Sunday said, well, I saw some things yesterday, and I didn't buy them, and I thought about it last night and said, I need to go back. So the repeat business was really the thing that justified what we were doing on Sunday, and we're going to continue to open on Sunday for a shortened period of time, just in the afternoons, because we found a lot of people coming back to make more purchases, and every vendor was very happy about that. Some of our painters especially, who, tend to have pieces in the higher price market, sold more stuff on Sunday than they did on Saturday because people need some time to think about making a big purchase like that. So they were very happy with that.
And the items that are for sale at this event are all from local artists?
Yes. Everybody, the only qualification we have to come in and sell items at the art and gift market is that the artist makes their own items. So we have the traditional areas of jewelry. We have some wonderful people who do things with knitting and sewing. We this year have some people who do items with wood. We have photographers. This year we have some people who are first-time attendees at the Art and Gift Market, and I think a lot of people are going to be really excited because they all do things that people talk about as being upcycled. We have one man who's going to be – his name is Dick Harris, and he's from Canton. He's probably our farthest away person.
Canton, Illinois.
Illinois. And he takes old wooden pallets and makes furniture and lighting accessories out of them. So he kind of upcycles all of this stuff. The two I'm most excited about this year are for our shop local people because we have two women, Lindsay Moore and Jackie Sullivan, who not only make their own items, but they grow their own materials. So Lindsay raises alpacas. Jackie raises sheep. Then they shear the fleece off the animals. They take that fleece, and there's this long involved process by which they turn it into yarn, dye it, and then actually make the items that they make hats and scarves and mittens, and all kinds of other fiber things out of. A really, really unique opportunity to not only shop local, but shop locally produced items from locally grown materials.
How do you get together with these people? Do they find you or do you find them?
A little bit of both. I usually spend a lot of time during the year going around to different art fairs and craft fairs and talking to different people that have what I think are really unique ideas. A lot of our community here, I know who they are, and we automatically get them to apply. But I do spend a lot of time at a lot of little art fairs around, in every little town, handing out cards and saying, "Give me your email," and contacting them. And that's really one of the best ways that we find people.
And I imagine there are items that will be relatively inexpensive and some that are fairly pricey.
Yeah, we have one of the things we look for, too, is to make sure we have a really broad price range. So you can come to the art and gift market and buy things very inexpensively all the way on up to very expensive oil paintings. So we make it so that there's a broad range of prices for everybody. And since most, all of these items are handmade and made by the artist, these are usually one-of-a-kind things. You won't find 75 of them on a rack somewhere. Even the clothing items we have, one of the women who comes and sells hats and scarves and mittens and things, makes them from sweaters that she goes around and buys and cuts up and resews into these really unique, one-of-a-kind things. You know, and the same with the people who do jewelry. These are all one-of-a-kind items.
Gail Carper organized the annual Art and Gift Market at the West Central Illinois Arts Center in Macomb. It'll be held Friday evening from 5 to 8, Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 1 to 4. There's no admission charge. Carper says 19 artists will be selling works. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.